What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Kristen and I were just talking about the fact that I was taunting her almost 5 years old yesterday.
He's not even four and a half yet. Stop calling him five.
Start rounding up by now. He's almost 16.
He's Russian. Four. He's four.
I was surprised when I went over to your house before Beyonce. I was like, who is this man? Who is this grown man in your house?
Well, just have holding conversations, whatnot.
Maybe physically, but yesterday he was on the brink of a breakdown, and I just thought, you know what, there's one of two ways to go here. Is comfort him or send him over the edge. And I thought, you know what, let's send the kid over the edge.
So I don't know what it is, so because I'm going to sound like the worst mom ever, but I don't care. So they push your buttons, right? They get in these moods and they push your buttons, and every now and then you just want to turn the tables and you want to push their buttons, and you just want to, like, you needle, right? Because they needle you, but they're not needling you intentionally. And that's what you have to remember. Their little brains are developing. They don't know how to handle emotions. They have big feelings that they're trying to figure out. And so you should be the adult. But yesterday we were not the adult. So my kid was just, he was in a mood. He did not sleep well.
But he wasn't. This is the thing. This is why the taunting occurred, is that he was having the time of his life.
So, but all day, I'd been with him all day. He was in a, it was a roller coaster of emotions yesterday because he did not sleep well. He got up really early. So we would have some high highs and then we'd have some low lows. I mean, it was just, we were all over the place. And he had a play date with his buddy Asa, and they're hanging out in the pool and they're having a good time. But then Mr. Burt and Jimmy is laughing. They have these floats and they're pretending they're pirate ships and they're going up and down the pool going, ahoy, matey, shiver me timbers, hoist the anchor. Like, they're yelling all this stuff. And then what do you do?
I started complaining about something that Asa was doing or whatever that had, it was like nothing at all, zero. So I started mocking him going, meh, meh. And he's like, don't do that. And I went, meh. And he lost it.
I told you to stop doing that. I don't like that. And Bert's like, mur, mur, mur.
Oh, that's fast. Oh, you fast. Oh, oh, my God.
Stop it. And I'll just go, mur, mur.
And then, of course, 2 seconds later, he's totally over it, and he's playing with the water gun in the pool.
Time of his life.
Oh, my God.
All right, so let's get Cora back on here, who was going to confront her friend over the weekend because she thought her friend was ripping her off.
Yeah, so she was thinking about buying a Labubu, and she went to a friend, told her that, and her friend was like, don't worry about it. I actually can get you an exclusive secret macaroon Labubu, and they go for about $500 on eBay, but she was willing to sell it to her for only $80. So she trusted her friend and thought, maybe my friend is giving me the friend discount, until she actually opened it and realized it was not a Labubu, it was a LaFoufou. She said the paint job was screwed up, the eyes looked strange, the fur was kind of matted, and the biggest thing was there was no logo on the foot. So she felt betrayed. Why would her friend set her up like this and try to make money off of her by selling her a fake LaFoufou? Or did her friend not know? And was it really an honest mistake? She wasn't sure, so she planned on confronting her over the weekend to figure out exactly what went down.
Yeah, these fake Labubus, we found out last week, you don't know they're fake until you open up the box. Like, the box looks legit, but then you open it up and then you find out it's a fake one. So we were like, why are you assuming that she screwed you over here when she might have been fooled the same way you are? So I think the suggestion was, go in soft on this. Like, don't go in hot, because she might be just have been fooled the same way you are. Hey, Cora.
Hi, guys.
Hola. What's going on?
Okay, so I went to my friend's house, and I was very straight up with her. I told her, hey, I opened the box, and the Labubu was obviously fake. And she was really caught off guard that I was even confronting her about it, and she asked me, like, why I think it's fake. So I showed it to her. I was like, hey, there's a wrong number of teeth. It's a bad paint job. There's no label on the foot, and there's literally no way this is a real secret chestnut, you know, what is it?
Huh?
Well, sorry. And I said, there's literally no way this is a real secret chestnut cocoa Labubu.
Okay.
And your friend said?
So she immediately comes clean and tells me, well, she had a feeling it was fake. So she told me she found this like online retailer that's selling Labubus in the box and you could choose which one you wanted. So she obviously bought a bunch at a discount, including the secret version. So then after she placed the order, she looks up reviews. Like, can you believe it? Afterwards. And then everything online tells her, oh, that it was fake and all of it was Lafufus.
Wow. So, okay, so she had she didn't know she had purchased, like, the fake Labubus, but after she buys them, she checks reviews, which I understand your frustration because typically you check reviews prior to making a purchase on after. She sees they're fake, but upon seeing they're fake, she still sold it to you for $80, knowing it was more than likely a fake Labubu?
Yes, okay. That's the frustrating part.
Yeah, well,
that would be it.
Yeah, now you got a reason to be upset.
Yeah, for sure.
Now you know for sure. Yeah.
And then she's like, you know, she was almost 100% it was fake, but she sold it to me at a discount in case it was the real secret Labubu.
Okay. I have a feeling the friend knew a little more than she's leading on.
Yeah. So how'd you handle that one? Did she agree to give you some of the money back or all of your money back or nothing?
Well, I told her, I'm like, you're absolutely crazy because you can't charge your friend $80 for something like that if you think it's fake. And then, you know, she's like, well, she can, you know, you can pretend like it's 50-50, you know, and then she knows that there's Lafufus and that she played me. But I'm like, no, I want my money back.
So she's suggesting that you play somebody the same way she played you?
She was just pretending like, okay, there's a 50-50 chance that it could be real, right? And that, you know, that I could just let it go because, it, you know, it's not like she played me because she wasn't 100% sure.
Her friend's justifying in her head, like, mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, I saw the reviews that they are fake, but maybe mine are real.
Okay.
There's a chance that mine are real. So now that justifies, it eases her conscience that she can sell this to her friend for $80 because it might be real.
Right. Mm-hmm. Got it. All right, so where does it go from there?
It's delusional is what it is. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so she did Venmo me back the money.
Oh,
she did.
Well, she had to because I was like, look, obviously it's fake. You charged me for nothing and you knew it was fake. And then, well, now at this point, we're not even speaking.
Is Labubu really going to break you guys up?
Yeah, over $80 Labubu.
Well, it's not the $80 Labubu.
Yeah, it's the not principle. The money.
Yeah.
It's the principle that she knew it was fake.
Yeah.
So then the fact that you would do that to me, your friend who's been your friend for 10 years?
Yeah. Boy, this would be a game changer for me, for sure.
I would hate to admit that Labubu is ruining a 10-year friendship, but,
but it is.
It would.
Yep,
it is.
You know what I got to say about all that, man?
Wow. 10 years of friendship.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.